Shootings, bombings, and beheadings in southern Thailand are so common they rarely make front-page news. But a brutal massacre at a mosque in Narathiwat province this month renewed concerns about sectarian violence. Thai authorities say masked insurgents shot dead 11 worshippers in an effort to drive a wedge between the South's Malay Muslims and Thai Buddhists. Muslims accused Thai security forces of being behind the shooting. The suspicions and revenge killing that followed have underscored a dark divide in the South. A researcher for Human Rights Watch in Thailand, Sunai Pasuk, says the mosque attack fits a pattern of retaliation by rogue elements within Thai security forces.
The shooting in Narathiwat was not the first attack of Muslim mosque. There have been at least 10 well-documented cases like that. But since 2004 up until now, none of those cases have been properly investigated by the Thai authority. No arrest warrants have been issued. And the gunmen, the perpetrators in those shootings are still at large, and they are committing the same crimes again and again.
A 2005 emergency decree gives Thai security forces immunity from prosecution and the authority to detain suspects for up to a month without charges. Rights groups say security personnel have abused the powers and used torture and extrajudicial killings in their efforts to stamp out southern insurgents. They say the abuses have only encouraged the southern rebellion and alienated locals. Thai authorities deny the accusations. Colonel Palinja Chanjalok is a Thai military spokesman.
We are confident that our military personnel in the south have been sacrificed for our duty, so I make sure that I'm too confident to the people that we will do all the best to secure and safety for the people.
There are more than 40,000 military, police, and civilian defense volunteers in the South. The government says it is adding several thousand more to try to control the violence. The government also plans large investments in development projects in the South as part of a campaign to win the hearts and minds of locals. Thai government spokesman Panattan Watanayagorn says the spike in attacks is not a trend, but may be an insurgent response to successful security operations and better Muslim-Buddhist cooperation.
The overall statistics for this year suggested a different trend. Almost 50% of the incidents have been decreased. Almost 35% of the deaths have been reduced. That's a statistic that's accepted by most agencies, public and private. But of course, in the isolated areas, there have been an increase in terms of violence crimes against certain communities.
Most attacks in the South are thought to be committed by ethnic Malay Muslims who want to separate the region from Thailand, which is predominantly Buddhist. In the early 1900s, Thailand seized control of the Malay Sultanate territory, now known as Narathiwat, Pattani, and Yala provinces. The Muslim Malay population, which dominates in the region, has often bristled under Thai control, and tensions occasionally erupt into violent resistance. Mark Askew is a senior research fellow in the Center for Conflict Studies and Cultural Diversity at the Prince of Songkhla University in Pattani. He says Thailand's Muslim insurgents have been influenced by global Islamic movements.
We had Mujahideen fighters coming back from Afghanistan, for example. You've had an increase in politicized Islam in Indonesia, where large numbers of students from the three provinces went to study. You had the emergence of a more uncompromising, strict Islam coming through as a more of a global trend.
Political analysts say Thailand's southern insurgents are not directly linked to international terrorist groups, but have borrowed some of their tactics, such as beheading victims. They target teachers, farmers, monks, and Muslims suspected of cooperating with authorities. A report this week by the International Crisis Group says some teachers at Islamic schools are using the rhetoric of global jihad, Muslim holy war, to recruit insurgents. But the ICG's Thailand analyst, Rangrawi Chalungsi Pinjarat, says many at the schools are not aware of the recruitment activities.
What we propose is not to try to crack down on these activities or try to close down this Islamic school, because it will only create further anger among the Malay Muslims. The government should address the grievances of the Malay Muslim, recognize their distinct identity as a Malay Muslim.
Rung Rawi says attempts to inspire Thai nationalism in Malay Muslims have resulted in a disregard for their ethnic identity and language. She says Malay Muslims are also underrepresented in southern politics and government jobs. Rung Rawi says for a lasting peace to take hold, the government must correct these imbalances or risk encouraging a steady flow of insurgent recruits. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.